sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening on the Republic Broadcasting Network to the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. And joining me tonight, proving that it's live with all of our errors and faux pas, my good buddy Paul Fromm in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, James. And tonight I'm in the beautiful Okanagan Valley. How the mighty have fallen. I was at a coffee shop earlier this afternoon, and some guy was talking about the weather. Are we going to face some snow? And one lady was saying, well, it could be bad for those people coming back from Seinfeld. I said, Seinfeld? Well, what's that? And they said, oh, Seinfeld is playing at the South Okanagan Entertainment Center in Penticton, which is about 30 miles away. And I thought, you know, not to denigrate anything, but, you know, you wonder, Seinfeld playing, you know, in the backwoods of Canada, maybe he's no longer the big star he was 20 years ago.
Yeah, no, that is. And, you know, we are, Paul, in a Twilight Zone world today. Oh, my gosh, folks, the Twilight Zone on steroids. There's so much that the left, and it's all good. It is, let's say it's all a disintegration and implosion of the left. It's not all good. For instance, Kate Steinle's murderer getting off today. Are you kidding? We'll talk about that later. But the that will come back to smack the left. That's an O.J. Simpson type of verdict. And the left will pay for that, and all the other things that are happening. The Sexgate story, the Wienergate, the Weinsteingate now, it's gotten so colossal that no one can keep track of it. It's just wonderful. I just heard, you actually have to update on Sexgate or Gropergate, whatever you want to call it. But it's gone beyond grope now, because Matt Lauer, somebody came out today explaining a rape that she was raped by Matt Lauer, raped until she was unconscious, and Lauer had to actually call in some medical staff to try to revive her. Oh, and I mean, we're looking, folks. Matt Lauer is going to prison. And for the kind of rape that we're talking about here, and, you know, just kind of the thumbnail sketch of it that this woman gave today, 5 years minimum. Matt Lauer is going to
court. He's going inside.
Yes, he is. And there will be plenty of others to join him. And this is going to take, can you imagine what what it must feel like right now? One of you listeners called me, and I said, let's imagine, imagine not we're the happy right wingers that we are. Let's imagine we're left wingers. What does it feel like to be a left winger tonight? Not good.
And they must be frantic, because all they want to talk about is some woman who said 40 years ago, Judge Roy Moore, when he was 32, called me honey and I was 16. Come on. I mean, almost certainly these are lies. But they wanted to continue to whack and smear him. And meanwhile, it turns out so many of their stalwarts and stars are just perbs of the first order.
Yes, Matt Lauer, folks, on television as a fixture. You know, as a Nancy Pelosi called who's that black guy? The black congressman. Starts with a C.
Conyers.
Conyers, yeah, Conyers. We have to take good care of him. These are just charges, and he is an icon. That was 2 days ago.
Well, he was an icon.
Maybe that was 36 hours ago. I don't know. Guess what Pelosi's story is today?
No.
He's got to resign. Yes, he's got to leave the House.
she tossed the Negro under the bus.
But Nancy, he's an icon. Come on.
With this guy, I don't know how long she's been in Congress. I think it's 25 years. He's been in since before George Washington. I mean, in all this time, she didn't know. Unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all disintegrating. Another story up here from Minnesota. The Garrison Keillor, he was just dismissed, dumped. His shows, which go back, they're 20 years. No, he goes back 50 years. I don't know how long he's been doing the Prairie Home Companion, but folks, you've all heard the Prairie Home Companion. And there are people in America who are just addicted to it, who love it. And Garrison Keillor is an institution. He just went under the bus.
That one
hasn't hit big national play yet, but it's going to be a big one. National Public Radio told Garrison Keillor, because he did some inappropriate things with females, that his archive is now sealed or canceled. They will not play his shows anymore. His entire lifetime opus, and I mean a lot of work, folks. And he's a very talented guy. I don't want to say anything nice about left-wingers, but Garrison Keillor is a very talented guy. And but he is going down with Sexgate. And, you know, my gosh, it's interesting, you know, Paul, you didn't get to hear that one because there's so many coming. You have to have an almost minute by minute update, like a live wire, you know, flash news from New York. And it's going to involve hundreds of people. Can you imagine? We're hearing about the people at the very top. I mean, this is a true sociological tidal wave that's going on. Because, folks, you can imagine all over corporate America right now, in cases that you're not going to read about, various vice presidents, presidents, and so on, gropers and rapists and everything else, they're being outed probably by the thousands or tens of thousands right now. This is a tsunami or an earthquake, whatever you want to call it. And it's going to play out. How long is this thing going to rumble through America? Well, years. How long will it take? Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
You know, it's going to give a lot of legs and resonance to that slogan that Donald Trump has used during the campaign and continues to invoke, and that is drain the swamp. The swamp, because it's not just the politicians, and many of them are corrupt and some of them are did loose, but it's the media, and perhaps even worse than the political the politicos, but they're all intertwined and united. Is, you know, there are endless photos of Hillary and Billary, or I mean Bill, with Weinstein and so on, they're all interconnected, and
yes,
it's hard to
giant.
Say,
oh, it, I it's a know. Giant. Yeah, it's a giant sticky ball of these self-righteous left-wingers who have spent decades pillorying us as if we are morally deficient. When it turns out, in fact, that we are the upright people that we think ourselves to be, but now the whole world is seeing the rot. The swamp, you're right, Paul. The swamp is not confined to Washington, D.C. The swamp extends out to Hollywood and to New York and to all of these dens of iniquity in which the left has been ruling us. They've been ruling. This is, Paul, in the same order of magnitude as, I don't know, it's hard to say, the Trump revolution, the Trump phenomenon. It's hard to say anything is of this magnitude. But And maybe it was, in fact, a Trump phenomenon that sprang this loose, that jarred the tectonic plates to make this colossal earthquake happen. But let me give you an example, folks, of how this, we're just getting started on this. Let's just use Matt Lauer and Kate Steinle's murderer as an example. Today, Kate Steinle's murderer got off, was acquitted by it was probably like jury nullification by a jury of former illegal aliens, amnestied in by Obama or somebody like that, or George Bush. Now, Matt Lauer is going to go to trial. If he is not convicted, if the same kind of jury nullification occurs, if left-wingers on a jury let Matt Lauer off, or if legal maneuvering gets him off, America is going to erupt. If Weinstein gets off, America is going to erupt. And I'll tell you, watch it tomorrow. Right-wing America is going to erupt over the Kate Steinle verdict, and Donald Trump is going to, boy, is he going to make some pronouncements on that. So, and then amplify this whole thing. It's going to last for years. There are going to be trials. There are going to be people going to prison. Oh, and then let's introduce the chutzpah award for today to Matt Lauer. He actually informed his employer that he wants a $30 million severance payout. He wants $30 million. He must have it somewhere in his contract. He probably has a severance clause, you know, for, you know, being terminated. And he wants to collect 30. Can you, folks, chutzpah, $30 million he wants.
Let's see. I diddle, you fiddle, and I collect.
Yeah, I mean,
it's insane.
Yes, it's insane. And that's, you know, the left is the self-destruction of the left. You know, look at the behavior of Lauer. He had a closet full of sex toys, which included all, I mean, I can't even describe it. It's not appropriate for radio that might have some children listening. But everything you can imagine in his closet, and these horrified women going into his office after he's told to, you know, get out of the building. They're going through these bags of stuff in his sex closet, and they're, you know, what was this used for? And, you know, it's all going to come out at a trial. And folks, trials are public. Matt Lauer's trial is not going to be private or behind closed doors like he's.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's going to be on national television. And the ratings are going to be through the roof. And Weinstein's trial is going to be on national television. So, oh, my goodness. Well, let's give the call-in number here. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Lots of other great news tonight. Roy Moore, his lead is growing in Alabama. We're only the election's on the 12th. Tomorrow's December 1st, so we're only 12 days away from Roy Moore's victory in Alabama. Mitch McConnell, oh, what a dope. What a dope. He got on the Laura Ingraham Angle show on Fox, and he actually stated that, in effect, I'm going to go after Roy Moore. And he kind of conceded, I think he's going to be elected when he's elected. So he's going to be elected by the people of Alabama. Let's give the second chutzpah award of the day to Mitch McConnell, who is actually on national television, hosted by Laura Ingraham. He's so stupid that he says, I'm going after Roy Moore if he's elected, and that he's going to have an ethics problem with us in the Senate. Oh, my goodness. Watch Patriot America just smack down Mitch McConnell. And, of course, Roy Moore has announced, when I get into the Senate, I'm going to lead the charge to have Mitch McConnell dropped as the Senate Majority Leader.
Do you think we have a reprise, of what went on in Alabama? Judge Moore was elected as Supreme Court Justice in Alabama. He was then removed by the feds because of his religious stance. He ran again and was reelected. Can you imagine? Could they be so stupid? Well, maybe they could. Can you imagine that they would be so stupid as to try to unseat him? He goes back and wins another election. That's what's holding up Donald Trump's political agenda. That these foot draggers and people who oppose his agenda are involving themselves in such nonsense to try to prevent a good man from getting elected.
And more good news, Paul. Breitbart is all over this story, and they're investigating like crazy. They've sent more than three people to Alabama to report, and they're calling the bluff on people like CNN and MSNBC who are reporting on Alabama without even having anybody there. So the Breitbart people are exposing, they're interviewing these clearly lying women who have clear agendas, clear conflicts of interest in their attacks on Roy Moore, and they're exposing their lies. There's one black woman who says she was a cop, and she just lied through her teeth about Roy Moore. She stupidly agreed to an interview with Breitbart, and they just chewed her up and spat her out. Remember we were talking about Gloria Allred? Bill, I wonder what it feels like to be Gloria Allred tonight. With her yearbook clearly faked. We threw down the gauntlet, days and days ago. We said, Gloria, where's the yearbook? Come on, let's have it. We're saying it's faked. If there's any authenticity to this, get it out. Let's go. And Gloria Allred has disappeared from the radar screen, which is, this woman, she lives to be in front of cameras. So when Gloria Allred goes dark and stays away from the cameras, man, she's feeling bad and she's on the run. They're all on the run. Today, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, boy, is she a great press secretary for Donald Trump. It took somebody that's got Donald Trump's ability to go into the ring and give the enemy a beating, and she can do it. So she's in there with these little punks in the media and just punching them around. And they still haven't given up. So today, they're going after Donald Trump, this, Donald Trump, that. There was one reporter who said, he's flying on Air Force One. You're not going to believe this. This is the level of intelligence of our left-wing press. He said, he's flying on Air Force One to places like Mar-a-Lago, which is his other White House, and to places where he's had meetings with presidents and, prime ministers and so on. And this costs a lot of money to fly Air Force One. And Sarah Sanders, her jaw drops. She goes, she's going, so are you saying that the president should fly on United Airlines? are you saying that the president should fly on, Northwest Airlines? In other words, are you this stupid as a media person to not realize that it's an absolute requirement that our president fly in an absolutely militarily secured Air Force One, and that
of course, to fly on a commercial airline, you would have to throw everybody else off the plane and fill it with the Secret Service and various other things.
You'd have to convert the plane. Yeah, you'd have to convert the. I mean, he's our president. When he flies that Air Force One, do you realize, folks, that's the most extraordinary airplane ever built, ever. Look at the size of that 747, the souped-up engines, the incredible radar that must be on there. There must be rocket launchers on that plane, anti-missile engagements on that plane. That plane is a military weapon designed to take our president to huge altitudes at huge speeds in the case of a nuclear war, for example. That's his command center to keep us. So this newsman is such a dumb idiot. And then in this same press conference, and this is where it's getting fun, folks, this is time for you to have fun. Be so glad you're alive today. Today in her conference, she said this, CNN is full of crap. Yes, to Jim Acosta, who's one of these left-wing journalists. Maybe Jim Acosta is one of the two or three left-wingers that will avoid Sexgate. So he's still in his seat. Or maybe Jim Acosta's turn is next. Who knows? And anyway, we'll be right back right after this. And call in if you get a chance. See you in a moment.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Paul Fromm and I here on the Trump Phenomenon, and certainly avail yourself of the call-in line. I love the call-in feature on this live show, so 800-313-9443, and lately the calls have been getting better and better, so I want to compliment you on that. And I like what Mike Rivero says about you, what is the word he used? Does he call you the most informed audience? The smartest audience in the promotional piece that he, in his appeal, that you join to support in, not NPR, please, RBN. As, in the way that NPR, I guess, used to support Garrison Keillor. And that is with a member, sort of member or a monthly subscription, informal, just, you know, what you can give, when you can give. But listener support, that's the phrase I'm trying to come up. Listener support, that's the way to make RBN thrive. And it's worked very well at NPR, but didn't help Garrison Keillor. Let's go to really an incredible, outrageous story. It broke just tonight. Here it is at Breitbart. A jury found 7-time felon, 5 times deported illegal alien, Jose Garcia Zarate, not guilty in the case of the 2015 murder of Kate Steinle Thursday evening. The only count Zarate was found guilty on was felony possession of a weapon, that's a slap on the wrist. 32-year-old Steinle was shot and killed on a pier in San Francisco in 2015. And I'm looking at a picture here of a beautiful European-American girl, Kate Steinle, beautiful smile. And I'm looking at a picture of this disgusting Jose Garcia Zarate in his orange jumpsuit. She was shot in 2015 while walking with her father. Her final words were pleas to her father for help as she died in his arms. Zarate, previously known as Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, very common for these illegals to have an indescribable assortment of fake names, previously confessed to shooting Steinle in a jailhouse interview with a local ABC News affiliate. He also told the outlet that he had chosen to go to San Francisco because he knew it was a sanctuary city. Folks, this is not a dream. This is not the Twilight Zone. It just seems like it. Breitbart News reported an ICE official told Breitbart News that ICE enforcement and removal had begun processing the suspect, this is the killer here, for reinstatement of removal from the U.S. in March. But instead, Lopez Sanchez was transferred on March 26 from the Bureau of Prisons in another city to the San Francisco Sheriff's Department because of a drug warrant. ICE then filed the detainer request to be notified prior to Lopez Sanchez's release from custody. California lawmakers have since voted to make California a sanctuary state. Not San Francisco at the time was a sanctuary city. So that's a breaking story. And like you, we're all asking the same question. What was on that jury? That's jury nullification, folks. This is a murderer, confessed murderer. And, her father is right there. Her father is a witness to the killing. Jury nullification meaning the jury, like the O.J. Simpson. The O.J. Simpson jury knew that Simpson had killed
Nicole Brown.
Brutal murder. But they acquitted him. Why? Because he was a black man. Simple. Yeah. And they were black. Simple as that. Simple as that. That's jury nullification. That's the bad form of jury nullification, not the good form you've heard about. So that must be what we have here, is that a jury simply would not acquit, or simply would not convict, someone they identified with. So there you go. That's an incredible story. Of course, we'll have a lot more to talk about that tomorrow. And watch, let's see if Donald Trump has already reacted to this. He very well may have. I'm going to go on Twitter and see if Donald Trump has already reacted to this. Because Donald Trump had Kate Steinle's family at his events.
Yes.
And
it was her story that helped focus during his, especially during the primary, the nomination campaign.
Yes. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
We're back, folks, and Paul Fromm and I, we've only got a half an hour left to cover what we obviously cannot possibly cover, which is the torrent of news. All of it, folks, favorable to our cause, even the horrible news, like the acquittal of, we're all going to learn his name now, let's go to it, let's find it. What's his name? Which name is he using now? Here's another version. Jose Ines Garcia Zarate. See if there's anything more in this. The jury of six women and six men acquitted the 45-year-old Garcia Zarate of murder in the first and second degrees and the alternate charge of involuntary manslaughter. Paul, that's breathtaking. They wouldn't even convict him of involuntary manslaughter. Which is, folks, that's just like, that would be disgusting. But they let him off the hook completely. They convicted him only of the one they couldn't acquit him of, is he shot, he admitted he shot it, a gun. He was a felon, 7-time felon, 5 times deported. He admitted he shot that gun, and it was an illegal for him to have the gun. So they convicted him of possession of illegal possession of a weapon. He was convicted on the lesser charge, yeah, I would say lesser, of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Steinle was killed on July 1st, 2015, while walking along a San Francisco pier, arm in arm with her father. So even look at the context of that, folks. I mean, I need to find an account of the murder. But this is a girl walking with her dad along a pier in San Francisco, and this illegal, I'm assuming he's Mexican, but maybe there's some other nationality involved, just shoots her. And she dies pleading for help with her dad right there. Okay, now get this. The basic question the jury had to decide was whether Garcia Zarate intentionally and willfully fired the shot that killed Kate Steinle. Are you kidding? The defense argued that the shooting was unintentional. That the defendant found the gun wrapped in a cloth under his seat at the pier and that it accidentally discharged. Wow. Unbelievable. And the defendant had been deported 5 times. So there you go. This, of course, will backfire these liberal creeps in San Francisco that acquitted him. This will, great tragedy. Of course, Kate Steinle, nothing can bring Kate Steinle back. But this certainly can wake up a lot of white people as to what life will be like in a country where you'll be tried by juries like this. Good luck.
And the more we become diverse, the worse it's going to get.
Yeah. Let's look at some of the other headlines here. And before we do that, let's go to one of our very best callers. He's so good, he deserves the title Interlocutor, Alan in Chicago. Alan, are you there?
Well, James, I hope I can live up to that. I just want to give you a quick little recap on this story because it also relates to all these sex scandals and things that we see going on. Just a little recap. This wonderful beauty guy here that killed Kate Steinle, the reason he was in San Francisco, I believe if you look, he was on the run from Texas. He already was wanted for attempted murder on his ex-wife, deported 5 times, like you said correctly. Now, the gun that he had was a stolen gun from a policeman, if I remember, or a Secret Service agent. Then he tried to claim that he was shooting at sea lions. And then that's why he did it. But this whole thing, if you look at what they just did now with this jury nullification, you just ask, is Matt Lauer going to go to trial? You want to see something egregious. They've been hiding all these sexual predators all this. You look at how many of these types of people, and remember Donald Trump created an office at Homeland Security to keep a count. He had Kate Steinle's father, and he said, I am going to keep a count of crimes committed on citizens by illegal aliens. How many of these types of incidents have been swept under the rug, whether it's Muslim terrorists, black-on-black crime, all this type of things? And this right here should really wake up people, because you think the sex crimes is something. This is probably 1,000 times worse, these crimes. And I live in Chicago, and trust me, I know the crime rate, what it is. And this is egregious. And I'm going to tell you, it's been a well-known practice in California that they always try to minimize, the prosecutors always try to take the crime and minimize it the most to not trigger a felony to get these people deported out of the country. And that's exactly when this happened. The prosecutor was whining that the community was worried and upset. And instantly, the prosecutor and the district attorney were together trying to minimize and hide this guy.
Yes.
It's a crime against humanity.
Yes,
just outright collusion. These people are traitors.
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned the Matt Lauer trial that's coming up. Folks, there's no way around this. The story today, a woman, and she was medically, she was raped until she was unconscious. So there's actual confirmation, medical confirmation of what happened to this woman. I'll tell you what I'd like to see happen here. The Andy Lack is the chairman of Matt Lauer's NBC News and MSNBC. Andrew Lack, L-A-C-K. He's the same age as Paul and I. Born in New York City to a Jewish family May 16th, 1947. So he's a year older than I am. And born in New York City. So I was born a year after Andy Baby. So we were neighbors when I was born. And I'd like to see Andrew Lack go to prison. Why? He's going to say, I didn't know anything about this. Matt Lauer, he had a sex toys closet. He had a special electronic locking system on his door. Obviously had to be installed by carpenters, by electricians. Matt Lauer didn't run wire and do it by himself. So, and everybody, the women are saying that we all knew what Matt Lauer was doing. So Andy Lack, I would like to see, Paul, I'd like to see the criminal charges go up, the cover-up on these guys like Weinstein and Matt Lauer. I would like to see Jeff Sessions' Justice Department. I don't know if they can federalize these crimes. You have to cross state lines to do that. But I think a lot of that sort of thing occurred because these are very, these corporations, these people, things travel all over. But if Jeff Sessions can't do it, at least Donald Trump somehow get these prosecutors to start a racketeering-influenced corrupt organization charges against people like Andy Lack and charge NBC with being a basically rape outfit that needs to be shut down, that have its facilities confiscated, and its executives put into striped suits. I mean, this is not out of reach, folks. These things have been going on. Like the Weinstein brothers, they ran Miramax and the Weinstein brothers company. They ran the thing. So certainly that company should be shut down. And no, let's let the punishment. It's going to be devastating. Hundreds of these people are going to be frog marched by the American people. And we will be furious, just as America, when it wakes up tomorrow morning to find out that Kate Steinle's killer was acquitted and is going to, let's see, America's going to be furious. You think Donald Trump rallies have been big up to now, wait till you see the fury of the crowds coming up. And if Matt Lauer or Harvey Weinstein are given any kind of jury nullification, free ride or exoneration from their horrible crimes, watch America explode into fury. So what I'm saying, Paul, is that there's no victories here possible for the left. That could be our theme for tonight. What does it feel like to be Gloria Allred? What does it feel like to be a left winger tonight, to be Hillary Clinton?
Now, how did you mean that? What does it feel like to be Gloria Allred? Or to be Gloria Allred?
Yeah, exactly.
The linguist in me is curious.
Her maiden name is Bloom. She married a guy named Allred, but she is Allred. She is a communist, like Hillary.
I don't think her family's from County Tipperary.
No. So, but Alan, let's go back to you and your wisdom. Good point there.
I was just going to say, on a side note regarding NBC, there's an actor right now on a primetime show. He's also with Ted Danson. I guess he's about 35 years old. He said he came to this country illegally with his parents from Africa when he was 10, and now he wants to stand up for the DACA people, and he's going to be the voice for them, and he came out. And he is currently employed by NBC, and there's some big groups now that say, hey, if you're an illegal alien and you've been here since you've been 10 years old and now you're employed by NBC, they want to open up investigations into NBC to see how he's being paid. Is he paying taxes? Is he not paying taxes? Is he using false identification, a false security card? So there may be some big ICE type, looking into NBC hiring illegal aliens on their crews and actors. And this guy just came up out of the blue to be, you know, a so-called force for the illegals, but I think it's going to really backfire because, again, people really that have some power are looking into NBC's hiring practices, too. So I really wonder if that'll come to, you know, to fruition as well.
Yeah, and let me play a little audio for you. Let me see if I can find it here with Sarah Sanders, Sarah Huckabee, Mike Huckabee's daughter. Boy, is she sharp. But listen to her. One of the things that Donald Trump has done is he's put people in the press conferences that are patriot news reporters, real news reporters that are in the conferences now. And Sarah Sanders makes a point of steering some questions to them. She knows who's in the room. She is sharp as a tack. So when she calls Jim Acosta and CNN, when she tells Jim Acosta, CNN is full of crap. She knows what she's doing. But now here's one. She calls on somebody. I don't recognize this young man who's in the audience, and he must be from something other than CNN. And here's what he asks, and here's what she says.
Weighed in very clearly what our position is when Jim asked a question earlier.
Intelligence Committee looking into the fake news networks in our country.
Look, I think that you have a lot of responsibility, and a lot of times false narratives create a bad environment, certainly aren't helpful to the American people, and you have a responsibility to provide and report fair and accurate details, and when we don't, that's, I think, troubling for all of us.
Now, what she referred to there is the reporter looked like a cub reporter. He asked, is the Senate Intelligence Committee going to investigate, and he just uses this phrase, fake news networks, just as if he doesn't say so-called or alleged. He says, are they going to investigate fake news networks? That's a new kind of question, folks. That presumes that, yes, we have fake news networks. And she's saying, in effect, yes, they are. And what comes up from this whole ball of, Sanders says, crap that Paul and I and Alan have been discussing is that we now know clearly the public, this more important, you know, people like you, in the know, you've known for a while, but the public at large is realizing, hey, Hollywood, entertainment, the news media, the politicians, they're all in this together.
They lie,
and they cover for each other. And the judiciary, the corrupt judiciary, they all lie, they cover for each other. And so now this thing is now coming unraveled. And it's gone so far that the unraveling, the accounting now, is going to be tremendous. Because, folks, all these, think about it again. What's it like to be Gloria Allred tonight or an executive in Hollywood? Imagine, they're not sleeping. I said to one of our callers today, someone called me up, and I said, listen, I'll tell you what. More women in Hollywood and Washington and so on are getting gifts, cars, checks, money, phone calls from thousands of people like Harvey Weinstein covering their asses with as much money as they can dish. I guarantee you, folks, the money is flowing tonight because these guys are sitting down going, wait, what was her name? What was her name? Oh, my God. What's her address? And I got 10,000. You know, I just remembered you. Would 10,000 help? You know, these guys know they're in the crosshairs. And this thing is coming unraveled for them. So go ahead, Alan, go ahead. What's your next thought?
Well, I'll just say this, that, you know, they always talk about, which is true, they always talk about women have the same success attributes as men. They can do what men can do. Well, I say, great, that's fine. But also the women that get to the top also have the same nasty habits as men at the top. They cheat on their husbands. They're maniacal, manipulative. They're hell on earth. And this is what happens. The women reach the CEO level on these big corporations, the networks, Hollywood, wherever. And then let's say they have an up-and-comer in the business or an actress. You think she's going to step out of her way from her $20, $30, $40, $50 million a year job, step down for a nobody? And that's where the women today have to look at themselves in the mirror, because they have stood with the powerful men and allowed this to happen to regular folks in all levels of life.
Well, and, taking the point of view of the women in general, if I may generalize in this matter, imagine what it's like for them tonight. Because I think I like, there was one, who was it? There was one of the women who had come out to explain that she had been assaulted sexually by somebody in Congress. And the questioner said, well, is this widespread? And she said, are you kidding? He said, well, how many women in Washington do you think have been, you know, the victims of sexual, you know, wrong sexual behavior? And she said, all of them. So
James,
we'll be back.
I'm gonna run, and hopefully somebody else is on the line. Love you, brother.
All right. Thank you, Alan. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a caller. Thank you, Alan, in Chicago. We've got a caller in Arkansas. Greg, you're on the air.
Gentlemen, I'm going to try to contain my temper. Be careful how you misqualify the word jury nullification. The jury nullification movement has come too far to have it confused with either
prosecutors holding back information concerning the Steinle case or whatever, but the jury, I doubt, was using jury nullification to nullify bad law,
right,
is what it's all about.
Greg,
and, of course, murder
Greg,
is
I
not.
Greg, I stand corrected. That I really completely used jury nullification is actually a very good and patriotic concept, and it's my own. I was ignorant and mistakenly used the term. What it is? It's jury. This is really jury malfeasance. This is jury. Whatever you call. It. Go ahead. Thank you, Greg.
Jury nullification with this bad case. They were not nullifying murder or nullifying, any types of the different types of murders, involuntary manslaughter or whatever. That has nothing to do with jury nullification. Please don't destroy the movement for jury nullification and teaching jurors what true jury nullification is for bad law. We know there's a lot of prosecutorial misconduct. They held information back, or maybe this was a libtard jury purposely picked of all illegal aliens, or we don't even know what it is, but it was not jury nullification.
Yeah,
Thanks, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you, Greg. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have another thought for us tonight? Oops, well, I didn't get that question in quickly enough. Here are some updates on stories that Paul and I have been covering. We've talked about the fact that some people have poo-pooed the idea that North Korea is a real threat to you, to me. Their ICBM test yesterday went, this is a brand new ICBM, went into space 2,300 miles. That's 10 times higher than the space station. 2,300 miles. It was headed straight for Japan. It's just a huge, a huge arch, the trajectory here. But it actually went horizontally. It went 600 miles toward Japan, landed in the water just 150 miles or so off the coast of Japan. Now, Paul, we talk about imagining what it's like to be a left winger tonight. Imagine what it's like to be a Japanese tonight.
Yes.
A missile, missile, folks, realize the Japanese, of course, are very, very competent. Then they've got, the radar and so on. They're watching that missile. And if they're not watching it, the Americans are alerting them who are, we have a huge force in Japan. They are alerting the Japanese instantly by the second as to the trajectory of this missile. Why are they watching the missile? Folks, as far as they know, it's got a nuke on the end of it. And it's headed right for them. Let's see how we're doing on time here. Oh, my gosh, we've used up our show, Paul. I'm sorry, folks. Well, at least we got our callers in, and we'll come back. We'll come back with the fury that will be unleashed tomorrow in the show tomorrow. Be with us then. See you then, Paul.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Speed like people. Don't stop believing.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.